Thanks for tuning in to News Radio KMAN. I am Derek Simmons, and we are joined by Pat Wexelman, who represents Pottawatomie County's 2nd District on the County Commission. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So we are here today to discuss your bid for re-election, but before we get into that, I figured we'd give the audience a chance to get to know you a little bit better, since some of them may either be new to the area or may be aware of your policies but don't know very much about you as a person. So if you don't mind, could you just tell us a little bit about your family life and your time here in Pottawatomie County?
Well, our family has been in Pottawatomie County since 1876. And my mom and dad both grew up in Waumego, and dad went to K-State, and we moved to Lincoln, Nebraska when I was about 7. And I always came down here, enjoyed the area, and had a lot of relation down here, so I came back in about 1980. And that was after I'd spent 3 years in the Army and went to some schools and learned construction trade, and that's what I'm in now, so... We've had a pretty extensive stay in the county, and my grandmother was probably one of the first Republican Women Party people in the area, so I'm kind of proud of that.
What part of Pottawatomie County do you live in?
I live just north of Waumego. Don't live in town, but just right on the outskirts.
You said you're in the construction trade. What exactly do you do in construction?
Oh, we build houses. The majority of our work is concrete. Been in the concrete business for 40 years now. I'm 65 years old, and I still go out and work it about every day. So I feel privileged to be able to have that ability to do that after everything that you put your body through in construction. Knock on wood.
How long have you served as a county commissioner?
This is my 12th year.
And how has your experience in the construction trade translated to your role as a commissioner?
I'm not going to say that it gives me an expertise, jump on everybody, but I am familiar with a lot of the construction trade and kind of how things go together, how they're supposed to go together, change orders, just a lot of things that whenever people, think about construction, that there's some fine tuning that goes along with it instead of just going out and pouring concrete. You got to look down the road and make sure your elevations are right and not running water off into your neighbor's yard. It's gotten a little more complicated over the last 10 or 12 years.
Why have you decided to run for county commissioner again?
I'm not going to say that I've got a lot to offer, but I've got 12 years of experience. Whenever I first did it 12 years ago, it was an area that, I really didn't have much to do with. I didn't have much knowledge, but over the last 10 years, I've picked up a little bit and kind of understand how mill levies and grants and, things like that how they work and, what we need to do to keep our county solvent. And, just keep the growth going the way it is and doing the best we can. I think we've done a pretty decent job. That's not only to do with myself, but the number of commissioners that's been with me and the ones that are there now.
What are some of the more important goals you have accomplished since first joining the commission?
Oh, golly. There's new courthouse and justice center. That was done while I was up there. And I'll be honest with you, I voted no against it strictly because of the geothermal, that system that was put in on it. And at this point in time, that geothermal, I don't think is working as well as it should. We're having to pay for it. But, hindsight's always 20/20. But like I said, that's the reason I didn't vote for it. We've taken over the ambulance service that was thrown back on, on our plate from the state. And, we're taking it. Number of bridges, there's a couple items that need to be addressed at this point right now. We've kicked the can down the road long enough. We've got a bridge over in Bellevue that at this point in time, I think we're gaining on it as far as what to do with it and how to address it. We've patched it. The old courthouse up there, it's still being discussed. And it's a item that, is not going to go away till we make a decision one way or the other on it. We're slowly looking at that and listening to people. And people ask, what are the major concerns or what are some of the major problems that you overcame? Well, as a county, we pretty much do most of our business on a cash basis. And whenever you try to do that, we watch our pennies and nickels and dimes and everything pretty extensively. And we built some new buildings for the county up there. Our equipment is probably second to none in the county. So I guess, it's not a lot of big projects. but just a lot of projects that show up on a day-to-day basis, you know, dump trucks, graders, how to deal with supplying water and sewer. That was probably one of the major goals, is being tapped into the City of Manhattan sewer system with the area there on Green Valley. We built a new ambulance building on Green Valley, City of Manhattan. They've worked with us on that growth area, and, you know, there's probably situations there in that area that we've been studying some ways of handling that area, try to get a little bit of extra payment out of the folks that live there, because right now it's just as part of the county. And we're looking at some options as far as annexation, incorporation, you know, these type things. And that's something that you're just not going to get taken care of, you know, in a two-year period. It's going to have some, you know, major concerns, and there's a lot of studying on how the thing, you know, how it should be done and who's responsible for what. Like I said, we've tackled some big ones, but whenever you actually get down to doing business on a daily basis, it's a lot of little things and that creep up, and them are the ones that you've got to take care of on a day-to-day basis.
One area you have been vocal about improving is selectivity when it comes to the county's budget and what it spends money on. What are you currently doing to address this, and will you continue to do so if elected?
Yes, I will continue to watch how the monies are spent in the county. One of the major deals that I've been ramrodding here or concerned about is our role on how we do business at the county. We've got a bridge crew that, and I'm not getting down on anybody as far as their job, but whenever we have, you know, the bridge crew, they haven't, we've dubbed out two or three of the last bridges, and things have gone well, and we get behind on maintenance as far as the roads and cleaning ditches and replacing tubes. And whenever you can get some extra manpower to take care of patching, you know, the bridges and the roads and this type deal, you're getting, I think, more bang for your buck. Seems like the bridges are getting done a little quicker, and, you know, we're slowly gaining on the maintenance aspect of everything. So, you know, whenever you can get the right equation on that and, you know, get the right numbers and money's flowing to compensate, you know, both sides of it, I feel that that's part of, you know, how you do business. You ask me if I'm going to continue to try to figure out the best way to spend our money, and that answer is a definite yes. We've got our CIP projects. I think we're going to spend $4 million on them this year, but we cut them back approximately $1.5 million or $2 million once the virus situation set in, and kind of cut them back a little bit. We're getting ready to build a new fleet facility building, which I feel is a good project, because the building that the public works are working out of right now, it dates back to, you know, World War II. It's an old block building and just not big enough, not efficient. And, you know, this is one of the buildings that we did okay, and a lot of other smaller placing sewers and some buildings and remodeling ADA in some buildings and, you know, just this type of deal. But we're just going to cut back a little bit and see what the next year brings. We're going to try to keep our budget level, and for the most part, what I've heard over the last month or month and a half, everybody is doing an excellent job, you know, by trying to hit that goal, that target. We're just business as usual as far as I'm concerned. Get as much bang for your buck as you can and try to keep everybody happy. That's a hard equation to take care of.
How do you feel about the county's response to the COVID-19 pandemic so far?
You're in an uncharted area whenever it comes to that. You know, there's not been a situation like that that has ever came up, you know, over the last 50 years that I'm aware of. I feel everybody in the county had a major contribution, you know, during this time in our country. Nobody really knew how to attack it. Nobody really was open to how things went. We kept our county going. We alternated our office people 50% in one day, and the other 50% would come in. There was no public entry allowed. We took phone business by phone calls and emails and this type deal. And what this did was allowed us to come back into the, you know, what we're doing now, into the phases. We weren't behind on workloads. Everybody was keeping up on their workloads. And when the shift came to, you know, the new phases, we worked it in. It seems like everything is going well. The health administrator, you know, this is one of the first things she's ever battled since this. We had a meeting to start with. It was about every day for 2 weeks as commissioners, and then we kind of weaned off to 3 days a week, and I think we're down to one now. We had one last Friday, and we have updates from the health department, from emergency management, human resources, the sheriff, the fireman, ambulance director, the other commissioners. We all got together and went over what was coming up or what had happened from the state and, you know, just tried to keep an eye on it, see which direction we needed to go. And it was a combined effort with everybody in the county, and I think we did a pretty decent job on everything.
One topic that I previously spoke with Nancy McCarter about is government transparency, particularly in the context of meetings not currently being accessible in person to the public due to mass gathering restrictions. She would like to further educate the public about open meeting and open government laws. She would also like to make meetings accessible via a live video feed that people can go back and watch anytime they want, whether it be on the county's website or Facebook. Do you feel like the county is transparent enough with its meetings and operations? If so, what do you think the government can do to be more transparent and make meetings more accessible to the public?
Well, we have our meetings every Monday up at Westmoreland advertised, and during this virus situation, they went to a Zoom meeting, which, we had approximately, I'm going to say, this isn't gospel, but I'm going to say we had anywhere from 10 to 15 people that would join this meeting via Zoom. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. If they want to keep Zoom in the meeting, you know, that's perfectly fine with me. I have no problem at all. My phone number is 556-7073. I've answered my phone every time in the last 12 years to anybody that had called. I visit with them. I talk to them if there's a problem. Now, if you're asking me about video, all I'm going to say is I have more of a radio face than I do a television face. But if it comes down to it and video is the way people want to go, I would say that I guess I would have to change my old style ways. But at this point in time, if people want to come in on Zoom, I don't know if they're recording all of this, but you know, if the recordings are available after the meetings, I would think that that would be an opportunity for somebody to, you know, have a little more transparency. I'm open to anything. We'll look at it now. How things transpire after that, then we'll just have to wait and see. I'm slowly integrating into the new world.
I think that's about all I have for you as far as questions go. So I would just like to open up the floor to you. Is there anything else you would like to talk about before we part ways? Anything you'd like to talk about that you might do if you're reelected? Time is yours.
You know, if I'm reelected, like I said earlier, it'll probably be business as usual. Over the last 12 years for myself, I think the county's in real good shape as far as fiscal. I think our indebtedness is to a very, very low minimum. I think that we have approached the absolute needs for buildings and, you know, grounds to keep our employees happy and, you know, healthy and good places to work. I think we've done that. I think we've got one of the best teams as far as department heads and people that work for them that there is around the state. We have some very good professional people. You know, with that being said, I'm just going to continue to, push the direction that I've gone, which we've got $750,000 on a truck bypass in Waumego that they're moving right now. I think it's like a $4 million job with the sewer and the water. And, you know, we'll continue to participate in projects like that with cities. You know, if they need some help on those, or we do it. We've got the ambulance service. We've got some very competent people on billing that out. And I think we had to put the ambulance people or the emergency management and ambulance on the county's payroll. Before that, we just basically reimbursed one of the hospitals to run and operate for us. And that went by the wayside. But I think you're looking at an additional probably close to 40 people, you know, on the payroll, that application. You know, it never ends. And my phone is always open to anybody that wants to call and tell me what a good job I'm doing, or likewise. Never had one that told me what a good job I was doing, so we won't have to worry about that. But no, I'm just going to continue. I've had very minimum amount of phone calls since I've been up here, and here, either that the county is doing a pretty decent job, our mill levy over the last 12 years has increased approximately 4 mills on the general levy, which puts us at number 2 in the state. And with the equation of being number 2 on the state with the second lowest mill levy, and we're the fastest growing county in the state, that's a tough equation to try to balance out. But it always seems we get through the year and have good carryover money and get our projects pretty well taken care of, get 2 to 3 bridges built every year or replaced, and the roads are in pretty deep 10 miles of asphalt every year, overlaying, and then probably another 20 mile of chip and seal. You know, I'm not going to say I've done the best job of anybody up here, but I think I've done a job that has been consistent. And, you know, I haven't went one way or the other that would, put us in jeopardy as far as spending too much money or not spending enough. So with that being said, you know, that would probably be my take on when I get reelected, you know, of how the next 4 years are going to be. And like I said, it's not that I can do the job any better than anybody else, but I do have 12 years of experience. We were discussing sewer lines the other day and on Green Valley Road, and I said that was a 10-inch sewer, and this sewer was placed probably 10 years ago. And they said, no, that's a 12. And I said, well, you better check it. And the old man was right. So, you know, it got a little bit of knowledge, which I think has worked a little some. And I'll just do the best I can for the people of the county and work along those lines there. And I would appreciate, you know, anybody that would vote for me again. And we'll call that a wrap on this thing here.
Well, once again, that was Pat Wexelman, Pottawatomie County's current county commissioner representing District 2, who will be running for re-election this year. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.